That must do it. There we go. Okay.
What I thought might be the most helpful is I went over your interview from 1970, and it was in great detail with Paul Cummings about the origins of your interest in art and your background mm-hmm. and all of your experiences up to 1970, which was about 4 years into your experiences as a dealer here with the gallery. And
that was last week.
Oh, okay. Was that in connection with your the Vatican
yes.
collections yeah. and developing it?
Yeah, they gave a dinner honoring me, and they unveiled the Last Judgment.
Now, if you want,
you must have an order to this, so I'll just follow how you want.
Okay, well, and actually, that was one of my questions. I knew that you've gotten several awards, honors, in connection with your work in Italy, and so I was going to ask you about that. We can even start with that. We don't have to go in chronological order.
I also have been active with the British Museum now. I'm chairman of the Kerry Antiques, which is, and I'm vice president of the American Friends of the British Museum, which is the Kerry Antiques is a support group for the classical department of the British Museum.
Uh-huh.
And the American Friends of the British Museum is the American section of the overall museum.
So you also have an interest in classical?
Yes, as a matter of fact, because I don't sell it, my wife and I have built this personal collection of Greek, Roman, Etruscan, and Getty is showing our exhibition this fall, and then it's going from there to Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
where it opens February 14, 1995, and it comes back to our house.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now
I've been always learning.
Always keeping busy, that's for
yeah.
sure. And that's, now is that shift in your collecting then took place when you
It was emphasized. Actually,
mm-hmm.
In this exhibition there's a Roman lamp that we bought in 1950. I was always
mm-hmm.
interested, and we bought right along, but we concentrated more on the American.
Mm-hmm.
But we were always interested in history and in antiquity.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, luckily my wife was interested with me, so she went with me to all the meetings, and we were able to do this otherwise. And we poured a great deal of time, effort, and money into collecting, and
mm-hmm.
she shared it with me.
Mm-hmm. Is the Getty show, will that be coming to the East Coast too? Or?
No, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to open October 12th, 13th, and it's going to be there for 2.5 months in Malibu, California.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to Cleveland and back home. We didn't want it out. A lot of museums are that. We
mm-hmm.
didn't want it out too long. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we thought it was important. They wanted to have a catalog published. A lot of scholars come to our house from Germany, France, England, Italy, all over the world, Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Our house has always been open to scholars, but to have a publication where everything's reproduced, they could work with it and study from it. So we agreed
mm-hmm.
to this because the Getty's publishing this big catalog,
mm-hmm.
The Getty and Cleveland Museum.
Uh-huh. That's fabulous.
So once that is done
mm-hmm.
and the catalog's out into the field and so forth, we don't think it's necessary. And anybody's really deeply interested, we'd allow them to see the collection again.
Mm-hmm. So now you really have this dual focus where you have your
That's
professional
right, but I'm still
mm-hmm.
interested in American art.
Yes, obviously.
And we still publish the American Art
mm-hmm.
Journal
mm-hmm.
up to this point. And
mm-hmm.
In spite of its mm-hmm. cost, I think it's mm-hmm. important to
mm-hmm.
get have, first of all, an avenue where scholars, both young and old, could write articles
mm-hmm.
based the way that I believe in facts, not a bunch of baloney.
Mm-hmm.
And then have it distributed. There's no advertising in a magazine, so consequently we carry the burden on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was interested